Dr. David Songstad, director of research and cell biology at a company called Cibus, tells us that genome editing is just a way for growers to speed up Mother Nature. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
Genome editing, the advantage is it's not GMO. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue said he's not going to push for regulations on genome editing where it does not involve any plant pest. And the reason why is the nucleotide substitution. Mother Nature does the very same thing. We call them SNPs, a single nucleotide polymorphism, and it's the SNPs that plant breeders take advantage of for yield gains, and that's the basis of plant breeding. And we're just able to harness that ability that Mother Nature has developed to use it in a way where we can do it a whole lot faster. But the outcome is the same as what Mother Nature would do. So from that regard, hopefully the public is going to be more willing to accept the fact that what we do in genome editing is essentially the same as what Mother Nature does.
What I'm taking out of what you're saying is that genome editing is just traditional breeding on steroids.
In a way, I'm a firm believer in technology, and this is the next step in that progression of technology. It's a new tool in the toolbox that plant breeders can use.
In a recent 60 Minutes report, a scientist suggested that genome editing may ultimately enable us to cure every disease known to man. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.